Yeah, come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, we will be discussing, do you have time? Your purpose is being the light, according to God's word. We are back live in the PNT Podcast studio with another great lesson for another great week. And yep, you guys guessed it. We're going to talk about timing, light, and what's inside of us. So let's dive right down into this word, the biblical and world meaning of light. The natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. 1 Thessalonians 5:5-11. Yes, I'm going to read a lot. I think it adds value to what we're going to talk about. And actually, I'm going to read a lot and I'm going to talk a little. How about that? You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Wow. Yeah, I said I was going to read a lot. And actually, I'm going to let the scripture speak for itself. There's a lot of little nuggets in there. But make no mistake, God has granted us the gift of light, and we are to use it for God's glory. God placed something inside of you that will attract, that would draw, and as the definition said, that would make you visible to a dying world, that they would want to come see about what are you doing? Why are you so happy? It's because that light inside of you called his son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that is what's inside of you that illuminates God's light. Because without it, the inside of you is just as dark as the night. Listen to Paul's conversation in Romans 7:21-22. Yeah, it was a few verses, few books back. Yeah. And it says this. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. So think about this. Paul said when he wants to do good, evil is present. If we are truly exhibiting the light of Christ, the light of God, and we're relying on the strength that's inside of us, how is it that evil could be present with us and we don't succumb to it? Here's why, because he said in verse 22, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law. What that means, what is he saying? Let me say this another way. Although I want to shine the light of God, which is good, darkness is there with me, which is bad. For I know it is inside of me. And what is that light? So I praise the Most High God. That's what it says. I delight. I praise. I'm happy. I'm excited about God's law. Here's the problem. No one, and I mean no one, can see what's inside of you other than God. So even though you will to do good and evil is present, the evil that stands outside of you, that stands around you, that is in and of the world, has no idea what's on the inside other than when you show God's light, that you show the love of God, that you show that his son died on the cross for you, that the Holy Spirit lives in you and is strong as ever. It is bright as ever in your life. Let me make this plain for you. I know I said we're going to talk a lot. And I'm almost done. See, your brand new iPhone 15, it is nicely packaged in a box. It has no value until you do what? You take it out the box and you power it up. What happens when you power it up? It lights up. Now you can see every message, every phone call, every text, every Instagram, every Twitter, whatever it is, you see it now. But if it's in the box, it's of no value to you. It doesn't work until you take it out the box. Okay. Maybe that's not that important, but I'm sure this one is. That PS5, that Xbox Series X or S that you had to have, it doesn't do you any good not powered up or connected to the internet for online gaming. I know I haven't made it clear yet. Your friends or people in general will have no way of contacting you without your device, whether iPhone or gaming console, was powered up and connected to a source sending out a signal for people to locate and find you. You'll get that on your way home. You'll get that when you sign off this podcast. It'll sink in because you'll go right to your phone. You'll go right to your gaming console and you'll have a friend request. You'll have a game invite, but you won't get it as long as it's powered off. Father God, I come to you right now, giving you thanks for this great and awesome day. I ask that you forgive us, whether in thought, deed, or action, Lord God. Have your way in this place that we may come boldly before the throne of grace, Lord God, that we may petition you, that I may petition you, O God, that we may petition you on behalf of our young and old and regular listeners, O God. Have your way. And Lord God, I pray that they have the courage and strength to allow their lights to shine bright in their everyday talk, in their everyday walk, and in everything they do, Lord God, they shall allow the light of God to shine bright, that others may see, that others may come and question. Others may say, I see something in you that I don't see in others. I see a dark cloud in this person's life, but I see a bright light coming from you and all around you, like a halo, like God's halo is around you, that you just stir up gifts inside of them, Lord God, that others will know that these are children of the light and not children of darkness. I pray this right now in your mighty Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, let's see what they're rapping about over here in the Conversation Corner.
Hey, Minister Bennett.
What y'all rapping about over here?
We were chatting about 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2, and then 4 and 5, which reads, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should not overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." I wanted the youth to see and understand the difference between being one of the light and being one of the darkness. We know that when it is light, we can see things are bright. Light has a way of rejuvenating you. When you wake up, it's a new day, a fresh start. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So if we are one of the light, we are following Jesus. On the other hand, when it is dark, you can't see. If there is no light, you stumble around. Just like when there is a bad storm and the electricity goes out, you scramble around to find what? A candle, a flashlight, anything to bring some light into the darkness. Darkness is where evil resides. Darkness is where a lot of bad things happening. You kids, you know, probably get upset or what have you, but we as parents, we give our children curfews because we know that after a certain hour, things can get bad. Things can go sideways real quick. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So as you can see, we have to fight against the rulers of darkness, and that means we have to fight against evil. So I went back to the scripture and I told them to think about a thief. When thieves break in homes or businesses, it's normally at night. Why? They don't want anyone to see them. They want to get in and out as quickly as possible. And one day, because no one knows when, and I mean no one, no matter how much they try, know when Jesus will come and take all of his children with him. But as it is written, that day will be just like a thief. It will come quickly. When you are living in darkness, you can't find your way out. But when you are living in the light, you can see. You can overcome every obstacle, everything that tries to make you stumble in the dark, because you are walking with the light of the world. And when the day of the Lord comes, you will be ready. Wait a minute. You will be, right? Are you walking in the light? Are you walking with the light? Read your word, follow God's instructions, live a life of righteousness. Do you have time? Don't take time for granted. Get yourselves all the way together today. Be blessed, our young loyal listeners.
In summary, the importance of knowing God placed a light in you to be a beacon of hope and guidance. I will close with this and a quote. Your light should and needs to shine bright on the darkest days. That is when people need it most. Without it, people have no way of knowing where or which way leads to God. What better day than the darkest days to allow God to use you in His master plan, guiding people back to Him? We are told to let our light shine. And if it does, we won't need to tell anyone it does. Lighthouses don't fire cannons to call attention to their shining. They just shine. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, It's Christian Education Ministry in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. Well, real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.